No sage who has ever reached that level has ever been in a state of boredom. I guarantee you that there is no such thing as boredom for God and for that level of consciousness that's all-knowing. And there's no loneliness because you are all that is. There's an infinite creativity of power that is completely egoless and eternal and immortal and completely full, completely in total serenity and bliss. So you can't be in bliss and loneliness. The problem for the ego is, and it is subject to loneliness, and that's one of the defenses why it doesn't want to surrender to God, is that very fear of loneliness, because the closer you are to God, the more different you will be than everyone in your life. And many people will reject you for being too saintly or too pure or, you know, too interested in meditation instead of going to the bar and doing this or that you used to do. So you will become more differentiated and more a true individual. And that individuation process will actually bring loneliness so long as you're still within the ego level. But the connection to God brings you into a state in which you are all one with that ultimate friend, that ultimate beloved, that ultimate blissful source of happiness. And the ego will then dissolve into it and realize you are that. And so the loneliness will end. But the loneliness is endemic to every ego. And because of its fear of loneliness, it stays in the herd mentality. It doesn't want to become too different, doesn't want to make waves, it doesn't want to detach from its phone so it can always have people it can connect to. The fear of loneliness is a major terror, especially in this time period for many people. And that's why these lockdowns and the isolation and the social distancing and the masks have created a major problem of depression and despair and suicidality. So this will cure all of that, and it's the only cure, because it will fill you with that love that is the medicine that dissolves all loneliness forever.